Hello, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. It's Monday. It's been a great weekend. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend as well. I'm so excited to show you some new things. Ooh, Violet Storm, you're gonna love this. I'm so excited. So, let's see. Good morning, good morning. She's just coming on, if Instagram will allow. There she is!
Hi! How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am great! Hi there, Goldie, I'm Abiola.
Nice to see you. How was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful. My weekend was beautiful. Thank you. How was yours?
Really good. Really, really good weekend. There was a lot of napping involved.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool.
Some of our followers and some of our customers already know you from these.
Yay!
Have something new out already and something even newer coming out.
Yes. So it's really exciting. So let me just let folks know first that we connected with each other in Arizona at Hay House's I Can Do It. And I was honored to come here and be able to have this chat with your audience. And so here are the new babies. So we've got the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck that I am so excited and so proud of. Yay, you got it! I am really, really excited about this deck, and I'm thinking this is one of the first conversations, because it just launched a couple of weeks ago, that I'm getting to have about it. So thank you for inviting me. And then coming in about a week and a half is From Imagination to Reality: Secret Manifestation Lessons and the Law of Assumption from Abdullah, Master Alchemist. So it's my new book, baby.
So awesome. Yay!
thank you so much.
How long did it take you to write it?
It's interesting, whenever people ask that question, the answer is somewhere between 9 months and 30 years usually. You know, like it's every single book, and this is my fourth one that I've been honored to write, has within it wisdom that I've been accumulating for a lifetime. And particularly with this book, which is a channeled work drawing from Abdullah, who was a teacher about 100 years ago in New York City, teaching manifesting and the law of assumption, that it feels like, you know, that, okay, I've been writing this book for maybe 150 years or so. Yeah.
Every now and then I catch you on Sundays.
Yes,
live.
Yes.
I encourage you all to give her a follow if you haven't already, because there's something about you on Sundays that charges me up for the rest of the week. I don't know how you do it. I don't question it. I just go with it. So I'm always so happy when I catch you on live. Instagram has been a challenge for us. I don't know if it's been similar there.
Same, yes.
So it doesn't always tell me when you're live or when other folks are live. But yeah, follow for sure and get your notifications on, because those Sundays are great. Is it every Sunday?
So I'm glad that you're letting me know this, because I actually was putting them on pause. It's every-ish Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's called Goddess Temple Sunday. But I was putting them on pause because Instagram hasn't been notifying people and that sort of thing. And so it was feeling like, okay, well, I'd rather just take this time and spend it with my daughter if it's not going to connect. But people have been telling me, like you just did, like, no, we need our Sundays back. So Please go ahead and, follow along. Or you can also, if you subscribe wherever you find podcasts, if you subscribe to the Goddess Temple podcast with Abiola Abrams, all episodes are syndicated there as well in case you miss it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
These arrived just the other day. You signed them for us.
Yes.
You have a specific cause that you would like the proceeds to go to. Can you tell us about the cause?
Sure. So was it Harlem Wellness?
Yeah.
Probably. Yes. So there's this incredible organization. I lived in Harlem, New York for most of my adult life. I just moved last year. And this wonderful organization, I'm tearing up talking about them because they do so much for the community. It's called Harlem Wellness. They have yoga classes. They have veggie cooking classes and, all sorts of things in this community that for a long time was a food desert and was hungry and starving for these kinds of wellness activities. And it's just an incredible organization.
Wonderful.
And I would love for people to be able to support. As a matter of fact, you can find them on Instagram at, I think, at Harlem Wellness or at Harlem Wellness Inc. But they're a very, very important organization. And the woman who created it has been suffering really tirelessly for a very long time because she's dedicated her life to this work. And so whenever I have the opportunity to allow people to be able to give back, it's important for me that this organization, even they supported me, as a as an up and coming spiritual teacher, and allowed me to be able to lead circles and be a part of the group and, be a part of the community in that way. And so, yes, thank you for this opportunity to be able to give back to them.
So excited. And thank you for signing these so we can do that. I want to talk about your new deck, if that's okay.
Yay.
Is this
yes.
Deck for everybody. Can
yes. So let's talk about that. And thank you for being, such a caring and empathic human that you would even ask that question and feel comfortable to have that conversation. So it is important.
Yeah.
It's very important. And so, this deck, and with my previous work also with African Goddess Rising, Oracle, and the book, these works are for everyone. So I want to share with you that for me, as a spiritual student and teacher, a spiritual seeker, I have had the benefit of having, wisdom from the Kabbalah to Hinduism to Sufi culture. I have had the benefit of learning from so many different cultures. Runes were a part of my spiritual practice for a long time.
Cool.
And it means the world to me that my ancestors chose me to be able to bring forward this sacred medicine, really,
yeah,
which is what this is, and offer it, to you and to whomever feels like this is an avenue that they feel aligned with. So in the same way that I've benefited from other cultural spiritual medicine, I invite you to be able to benefit from the wisdom of this medicine as well. And a very interesting thing happens, my sister, with this, with the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck, is that, for example, I'm going to do a pull a card for us and we'll do a reading in a little bit, but one of the layers of reading this deck is, of course, communing with your ancestors, communing with ancestral knowledge. And so when you pull a card and you're pulling on the wisdom of an ancestor, we have many different kinds of ancestors. So we have, of course, our blood ancestors, but we also have family ancestors. And I say blood and family is two separate things because there are many people who are our families who are not necessarily in our bloodline. Adoption has always existed.
Yeah.
Paternal unsurety has always existed. It's only recently we have DNA tests, and so there are many people we're related to that are not necessarily our blood. We also have cultural ancestors.
Yeah.
So for me, Dr. Maya Angelou and Martin Luther King Jr. are cultural ancestors. We have ancestors of the land. So the land that I am on, Lenape land, they are ancestors of the land that I'm on, plus the ancestors of the country Guyana in South America, where my parents are from, you know. So we have many different layers of ancestors, and you could pull a card from this deck and want to connect with an ancestor. And even though you may pull a card and suppose it's a in the image of an elderly she looks like you can feel into her essence and energy, and you can look and feel, okay, this is my grandmother, or this is my whomever, or she may look similar or feel the energy or the essence of that person or have the personality of that person. So there are many different ways of reading the energy.
That's awesome. You know what comes up a lot in our store when we I work I do a lot of ancestral
Oh,
veneration
what?
on men.
Wonderful. Yay.
Any level.
Oh, so this is perfect for you.
Well, I saw you were making it. I was like, oh,
Yay.
and looking at it, and you know, but yeah, it's a really beautiful deck, and we get a lot of this. People don't realize that there are so many different types of ancestors, and I get a lot of, well, I hate my family, or
Yes.
my ex-wife
Yes.
was abusive or racist or you know et cetera and I don't want to and I often tell people I don't know if you do the same is you don't have to venerate all the ancestors
Right.
it's not the right time for you to do so
Right.
so is that
Yes.
something similar for you
This is such a big question that comes up that I included it in the guidebook. So, the guidebook for this deck, I want to advise and encourage people who are using it. Don't toss away the guidebook. You know, I wasn't able with. As with my first deck, I have a whole separate book that, you know, you can use with it. And I didn't have the ability to do that with this deck because I was working on this other book. But I made sure that in the guidebook that I addressed all of these challenges and issues. So let me find specifically, I have it here on page 10. It says, "What if my ancestors were terrible people?" Because it's a question that comes up. And here's what I wrote. I wrote, "Not all of our ancestors were saints and loving humans. We are descended from angels and humanitarians, as well as abusers and villains. This is what it means to be human. Work with your healed ancestors. The ancestors that you know of may have been awful, but there are great humans in your DNA as well."
That's amazing.
So we all have the range within us. And so just because you're thinking of, you know, a recent ancestor or people you're aware of, or, you know, people that you know did things that were horrible things, those are not the people to work with. Just like with our living folks, with our living family and friends, we pick and we choose and we're discerning, and we don't allow everyone into our lives just because we're connected to them by, you know, a common ancestors or blood or whatever it is. The same exact
I
thing.
love it.
Work with your healed ancestors. You
Love
don't need to ever have known their names or know who they are or known who that they existed in the physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A common thing that I say is when I'm doing a prayer or something like that is something like to my ancestors known and unknown.
Yes, I say
Because
that as well. Yes.
10,000 people came to make me and to make you, something like that,
Yes.
isn't it? So
Yes.
that's a lot.
It is a
And
lot, right? And so out of those thousands of folks who
yeah.
make up each and every one of us, oh my goodness, how incredible. Like I could just I'm feeling it, you know, getting like yeah, and so a lot of them were incredible human beings who are with you right this minute, who have been supporting you and rooting for you, even without your knowledge or awareness. So, how wonderful now to be able to be aware of them, to be able to support them, to be able to venerate and honor them.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So for those who don't know where to start or how to work with your ancestors, this is a great
Yes.
this is an absolute great way. And I'm sure there'll be a book in the future.
Yes, I'm actually working on that right now. I'm working on the two books simultaneously, one on the universal laws that's coming out next year, and a book that will probably come out in between in the form of a workbook and a guidebook, in addition sharing all of these things that we're talking about right now, because it's so important. It's so important. And you know, there's none of us have no ancestors, you know, like you may have no family members on earth, but you absolutely have ancestors. So this
Yeah.
is very important, very
And
important.
the land will hold you. The land
Yes.
ancestors hold you if you do the respect and the work and the veneration and gather knowledge. Like you said, you're
Yes.
on, I didn't quite hear what territory you're on, but
Lenape, 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 yes.
we're on Kwantlen and Semiahmoo here on the border where I'm at home,
Yeah.
and it's beautiful. And I have I don't know if we should talk about this, but I have had times where some of them will say, "I don't want to work with you," and I say, "I get it,
Yes,
get it,
yes.
but I get it. Thank you for telling me, and maybe in the future we can." I've had
Right.
lots of yeses,
Yes.
so that don't get discouraged.
And an interesting thing about, thank you so much for sharing that, about our ancestors that we're blood related to, or even, family related to. For example, I have a recent ancestor, my father's father, who transitioned, passed away before I was born. So I never knew him. But from all accounts, he was not a nice person. In fact, he was a very abusive, hateful, and scary person. And so for me, half a generation later, however generations are counted, a couple generations later, I, of course, him being the father of my father, I am affected by who this person was. And I always had, this very just distant, out of, good riddance mindset about him, until I started to do this work, very heavily in the past few years, and started to have a different relationship with him. Because our ancestors are, some of them are evolving and learning, and we're here in earth school and they're in spirit school, and some of them are evolving in different ways. And sometimes when I need in life, a kind of like hammer put down on things and things are not moving, he's the person who has been able to make some things move. So, for example, when I was buying my house that I'm living in, I needed things to be able to move forward in a way that they were not moving. And so I worked with him, his energy, and things were able to move forward, because it needed a kind of dominant energy that I don't necessarily, isn't necessarily a part of my range of who I am in this lifetime. And so it's very interesting the kinds of relationships that you can have with people. You can have, I with my maternal grandmother, who is an amazing human being and the first ancestor that I worked with, she passed away when I was in college, and in fact her name was Eve. And she just has such a beautiful energy, and I am closer to her now than I ever was when she was living.
It's interesting how that works.
Because you have now access to all of who they are, versus, in life where you may have had a limited kind of relationship, and there are anxieties in life, and different things like that. And she was old school and from South America, and not, I didn't have access to her in the same way, like you didn't have, like, in her background, like the kind of grandmotherly relationship that went beyond the surface, like, oh, my baby, here's some cookies, here's some whatever, where now I'm able to have like a deeper relationship for her and with her.
That's really incredible.
And the same for everyone who's here. And in fact, you do want to have healthy boundaries in terms of, like, which spirit guides you interact with and you allow into your energy and your space.
I had to do that actually. In November, I was doing a silent supper, and I was hoping for one ancestor. And again, sometimes they don't want to come. They're doing things. And this new one that I've never met came, and she was mad, and all she wanted to do was yell and let it out. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not a punching bag. Way I can. This is not my shit. This is your shit. Pardon. I helped, whatever I could, and I had to set that boundary. Like, okay, I'm not in that place that you are. I will never understand where you are. What I can do to help help you, if there's anything else I can do to help you. And this ancestor is in the angry phase of whatever they had to go through, you know, with stuff from my family's from Eastern Europe. They emigrated during a war before I was born, so I have no idea. And there's no way I can even begin to help. So I don't know. I passed that on for a bit, but I had to put that boundary. I kept trying. I couldn't. Maybe in a couple of years I'll be able to understand or help her in a different way.
Or maybe not, or maybe not, maybe that's it, right?
And it was interesting to see that, because you always think, well, I don't know if you always think, but I find that people usually think it's going to be so beautiful and it'll be wonderful. And the store, usually people say, I want to speak to someone who passed away recently, or maybe I have questions for someone from a while ago, but it's not always who you expect. She did eat my cake, though.
She did. I
There was a
it.
bite of my cake, and I thought, okay, well, I did invite someone to dinner. So you do a card pull from the new deck for
Yeah, so let's do that. Let's do that. So again, we're pulling from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck.
so good. So we have, well, I don't know if we have. Sure. We have this one here that's signed here that we'll be putting up for auction. That's going to go to a wonderful cause. I'll put that all in our Instagram too.
Thank
And
you.
it has been sold out. So I don't know, in Canada, it's sold out
Oh,
as soon as it was due. So
wow.
it's on back order for me.
Okay.
We do have, we always have these in store. They're always in stock. But we're going to do a pull from the newest one, and she's going to let us know what we should know for the collective.
And I want people to support your store. So maybe you could do like a waiting list. Maybe they can do a waiting list with
For
you and
sure.
like order from you and like just get on a waiting list or something like that so that they're able to support your business.
Thank you. Yeah, we do have a wish book, a waiting list.
Okay, good.
Warrior
Okay.
Goddess Fit says, I got my deck. That's cool.
Oh, yay! Warrior Goddess. Yay! Okay. All right, so let's see who is coming through. Any specific questions?
None for me. Anyone online? Let's see.
Well, let's do first then you, Goldie. So you just tell me when. I'm just doing a regular shuffle. You just tell me when.
Now.
Okay. All right. So we were halfway between two, so I'm going to pull both cards. And very interesting. So very interesting here. So the energy we have Father God, Radical Truth
Yes.
came up second. And the star, spiritual rebirth, came up first. And so when the two of them show up, this is very powerful energy. This says that this is a time of reset, of rebirth, of new energy. And you are protected and held by the truth. You are protected and held by the energy of the divine masculine, which is very important to talk about, is not the same as patriarchal energy. You know, this is the energy of protection and the energy that says that we are safe in our exploration and we are safe in our rebirth. We are safe in reclaiming our voices, reclaiming our sovereignty, reclaiming who we are. And so, Phoenix energy. We can't get more Phoenix-like than the energy of the star, spiritual rebirth. How wonderful.
I gotta tell you, I can't tell you everything, but I was at a small retreat this weekend, a spiritual retreat, and for a year and a day, I have a new rebirth, and it happened on Saturday. And I was so nauseous yesterday, and I'm just settling into it now. And one of the answers, and you said it when you were talking about it, one of the answers when I was asked a question, my answer was truth. Is it was just a one word. One word, I had to say one word, and that just it rolled out of my mouth. I didn't even think about it, and you said it, and I'm just floored. So
Oh, I could cry. How beautiful and how in alignment. The interesting thing is that, you know, Colette Baron-Reid talks about this all the time. Just, there's a difference between there are, or I'm a collector of Oracle decks, so I collect, all kinds of amazing fun decks and tarot decks. I have a Buffy deck. I love decks, but some there are decks that work and decks that are, just maybe more for play. And these decks are decks that work, that are in. So I love that it just completely just brought you exactly what you needed to know.
Was perfect.
Yay.
Violet Storm is one of our, I would say, our biggest supporters here on the West Coast, is moving on Friday and says my ex is trying to fight it.
Ooh. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna do a clearing just by knocking, just with some sound energy clearing. And I'm gonna ask beautiful is it Vine Light or Violet? Which person?
Violet Storm.
Okay, so Violet Storm, if you could, let's just do a clearing. If you could, please give me a number between 1 and 11. X is moving. Between 1 and 11. Let's find out what you need to know about your ex. Okay, all right, 9. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so just clear, and then let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Okay, ah, very interesting. Okay, all right, so I'm going to pull a clarification card. Ooh, okay, all right, so here is the reading and dropping things, the reading with love. Okay, so this is completely with love. So we called forward the energy of the martyr. Okay, the energy of the martyr, sacrifice and self-reflection. And the energy very much feels like in this situation with this person that you have very much been the martyr. You have very much been the person saying, no, it's okay. I'll take care of it. No, don't worry about it. No, it's all right. And putting yourself on the back seat. And what we are needing to do right now and going forward in order for things to shift, this is, has become a conversation about boundaries in so many different ways, is that you need to have very clear and very certain boundaries, okay? In alignment with what is healthiest and best for you. This is not selfish. This is self-care at this moment. Okay? We're going to shift away from the energy of martyrdom. Shift away from the energy of sacrifice. Shift away from that energy and shift into the energy of taking good care of you. Taking great care of you. The same advice I'm getting that you have great advice for everyone else. And if it was anyone else, you'd know exactly what to say. So the same advice that you would give to anyone else is the advice that you're needing to give to yourself in this situation. This deck also has tarot correspondences. So if you're familiar with the tarot, this is the Hanged Man. Okay, so if you're familiar with tarot, you can go and read deeper. If you don't have this deck, you can read deeper into the Hanged Man energy. Okay, you very much need to shift out of that energy and begin by having clear boundaries, clear boundaries. The interesting thing was, as much as I shuffled and cleared the deck, we had the Father God ancestor come up again, but reversed this
Weird.
time. It was completely reversed, and I put it in the deck the correct way, but came up, you've been there. Okay, came up reversed. Okay, meaning that, because again, this is a radical truth card, meaning that there's a lot of layers of deception and stuff that can suck you back into this journey. And we want to, you can do, this is a good time for you to do some energetic cord cutting.
Yes.
And cord clearing. That's what I would say for you would be the healthiest thing, just to take care of just clearing that energy fully and completely. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it's come out yet, but I have a cord cutting meditation on Hay House's Empower You app, which you can subscribe to for free and listen to it and download it for free. If not, I might have one. I'm pretty sure on YouTube, if you just go and search for my name, Abiola, search for Abiola and cord cutting or cord clearing or etheric cord cutting, and something will come up. A few different versions should come up. And let's just clear this energy. Let's clear this energy, okay?
She do that for her daughter who's underage? Can she touch
Yes,
that with?
absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Please, Violet, I think you should do that. And you can always reach out to us too. We're here.
Yes.
That was a great reading. Thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome. And let me just add something for your daughter. You can do a visualization of seeing you and your daughter surrounded in violet light. Okay, just healing violet light, cocooned. Do that every day for maybe the next 9 days, since that was your number. The next 9 days, holding a vision in the morning and in the evening of your daughter and you protected in healing violet light.
That's wonderful. That's great. Thank you for that.
You are welcome. You are absolutely welcome.
Do you have time for one more? There was somebody that had a
Oh,
comment.
yeah.
I can scroll.
Okay, yes, let's do it.
Terry Miller, I seem to be stuck as if frozen in fear. Any insight on how to live or move forward?
Say that again. Read the say that again, please.
So their name is Terry Miller. I seem to be stuck as if frozen in fear. Any insight on how to live again or move forward?
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations already, Terry, on coming here to this conversation and having the agency to say, I want to do something different. I want to move forward differently. That by itself is already forward movement and forward energy. And so, beautiful for you to already be making that claim for yourself. Okay, so let's see what the ancestors are wanting you to know. Okay, so Terry, I'm going to just pull a card for you here. Okay, Terry, this is the energy of speed came forward saying that right now is a great time cosmically for you to grab this wave. And here is how you're going to do it, okay? This is so interesting with what you have going on. You're going to just take a tiny step. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You don't have to see the whole story. That is what is freezing you up. That is what is giving you this energy of paralysis. When we think that things are stuck, they're energetically not stuck because life keeps moving, energy keeps moving. It's that we keep changing it back to the same thing. So it is appearing, it is giving us the illusion of stuckness. So right now, you're going to make a choice to see differently than the illusion of stuckness. And rather than chasing a whole vision of whatever it is, wherever you're wanting to go and whatever you're needing to do, you're going to make a little decision to do something a little bit different. So you're going to shift the energy just a little bit. Maybe tomorrow, instead of whatever you usually eat for breakfast, eat something different, or you go for a walk, or something that breaks the pattern for you of your life. Okay. And we have already gotten the assurance from the ancestors that when you take a step forward, there is now the energy of speed, and that the ancestors are saying, okay, we're going to open the door and open the floodgates for you. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you, and you're waiting for things externally to change. Okay? You are already exactly who you need to be to reap all the bounty of your blessings. Like, you don't need to be validated or have one more certification or one more thumbs up from anyone or to call 10 other people and get their advice. This is your moment. The way you have to seize it is, again, taking one little step. one little step, knowing that whatever you seek is also seeking you.
So cool.
So you taking that step toward it is going to open up floodgates for you. So one little step, one little step, one little step, one little step. That's how we're gonna do it, okay?
That's amazing. You got all that.
Yay. Yay.
So good. So we're a little bit past our time.
Yes.
Warrior Goddess Fit said they hope to take your High Priestess training.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Please tell us, what is it?
Yes. So I have a training called the Priestesshood, which is at this moment in this iteration by invitation only. But if you are watching this, I know that the people who are watching this conversation are aligned human beings. So just drop me an email. The easiest email is my first and last name. So Abiola Abrams, no H's, Abiola Abrams at gmail.com. Just drop me an email and thank you. And put in the subject line, you can put the name of the bookstore. You can put, Phoenix Bookstore. You can put that in the subject line so that I will see it, or just put the priestesshood in the subject line and tell me a little bit about your background. And I would be honored, to talk to you about being in the program. And just to put something, to give a heads up, it's not announced yet, but in January, I will be having a retreat in North Carolina. And I would love to invite everyone who is, here on this call, and you, Goldie, to come to North Carolina and play with me. I think that it's the 10th through the 12th, but I'm still just finishing up all of the organizational bits behind the scenes. Hopefully in June, I can be able to announce it and put that out there. But I'm looking forward to getting to play with you all in person.
That's so fun. 'Cause you do online retreats too, right?
I do. I've done international retreats everywhere from like Bali to Belize to France. And with my daughter, because I have a 2-year-old and I don't want to travel away from her. And the last retreat that I did, taking her to the retreat, it was a little bit tricky to have focused energy.
Right.
And so I had said that, okay, I'm not doing any more international retreats. And then lo and behold, at the I Can Do It, someone who was in the audience there has a retreat center in North Carolina and was like, we would love for you to come and do a national retreat, no, a retreat in, so for me, in the US in North Carolina. And so that is fully in alignment. That is easy because, my mom and sister can come and support and be able to take care of my baby girl while I am working with you all. So it is a wonderful manifestation.
Would they be interested in taking care of a 3-year-old dog?
Probably.
I'm the same. I don't want to leave her much.
It's a lot to leave your little boo-boo. And even when I came to the Hay House, I Can Do It, because again, I was going to try to bring her there, but it just was a lot and it didn't work that way. And so she's still asking me, like, Mama, are you going on a plane? And I'm like, no, I'm not going on a plane.
Well, it was so nice to chat with
This
you.
was awesome.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for creating such wonderful resources and tools for us to be able to use. They're incredible.
Thank
And thank
you. Thank you so much. And the book From Imagination to Reality is coming out in a week and a half.
I
So
can't.
definitely,
So we
yes.
get things a little bit later in Canada.
Okay.
Usually they re release them on the same date, but we have to do pre-orders for, so for those of
Okay.
you, we have to do pre-orders, but you can order, can you order it on your site too?
Yes, they can. So my site is like manifesting.com, but it's womanifesting.com. So go to womanifesting, which is spelled incorrectly on the actual book, by the way. But just manifesting, but womanifesting. So put a W and an O in front of manifesting, womanifesting.com, and you can order it there.
Wonderful. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day. You're 3 hours ahead, so you know the future already.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. This was wonderful, Goldie. And thank you to everyone who came to hang out with us today. Bye, y'all.